This is our B moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how we should expect God to answer our prayers. Recently, we've been talking about being in a new season where we let go of the past and usher in the new. We also talked about the importance of inviting the Holy Spirit into our journey because God sent the Holy Spirit to us as our counselor. But there's one other thing I think we should also do. In a new season, we will likely have a new set of prayers. And I think that we should pray with more expectation that God will in fact answer our prayers. When I turn to the scriptures, I recall the time that Peter was in jail during the Passover celebration. He was placed under the guard of four squads of four soldiers. In other words, he was in what we might call today a maximum security prison. Now, during that time, there was a gathering of believers who stayed up all night praying for Peter's release. And we also know that in the middle of the night, an angel of the Lord appeared before Peter and led him out of prison. Now, here's the funny part. Peter left jail that night and went to the home of the believers who had been up all night praying for him. But when he knocked at the door, a servant girl named Rhoda answered. And when she saw it was Peter, she was so shocked that she ran back to tell the others, leaving Peter standing outside. When she ran back inside to tell everyone about Peter, they didn't believe her and instead thought it was Peter's angel at the door. So they had been up all night praying, but they did not expect God to answer. Don't let that happen to you, especially in your new season. Believe that God will hear you and that he will answer. And hold on to these words. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. Isaiah 65:24. Share this B moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, he will answer.